Epilogue. Jack's young entrepreneur friend sold his application to Google for $7.2 million. When they offered him a position with their design team, he politely refused and said he was working on a new application that would enable people to make payments with their smartphone. When Grigory returned to Moscow, he was happy to find his brother Bogdan was recovering from the Lubyanka beating. He was still in a secure hospital ward, but thanks to a phone call from Dmitry Orlov, Grigory was allowed to visit. 2 hours were spent as Grigory went through the events in America and, leaving nothing out, was not surprised when Bogdan said, "Tell me again how you rescued a naked Lisa from the barn." Tom travelled back to the Emirates and was met at the airport by his wife Helen. She was delighted and amazed to find, after another mission with Jack Castle, her husband had managed to return home without any injuries or scars. In the apartment overlooking Central Park, Sasha Ivanovich Kurigin read the newspaper report on the tragic death of President Alex Mason. The paper went into detail on how the doctors had fought to save him from the severe case of septicemia, which had regrettably developed from wounds he'd sustained at the inaugural gala. Kurigin smiled, put the paper down, and went out onto the balcony. As he looked out over the lush green park, he said quietly, "Alexei, my brother, you have now been avenged." Vice President Morgan's wife Caroline was arrested on charges of conspiracy to murder the president. Thankfully, as there was no proof she colluded with her dead husband, and with considerable pressure from her socially elite friends, the charges were swiftly dropped. But not before she was forced to offer a reason as to why her husband might want to murder the president. In the interview, the senior FBI agent asked her to explain. "In 2005, our child was killed in Afghanistan. Flight Lieutenant Sam Morgan's plane was shot down as it took off from Kabul. So your husband believed President Mason, General Mason at the time, had something to do with the death of your son?" With tears in her eyes, she looked at the man across from her. "Not my son, my daughter. Her name was Samantha, but she always used Sam." A special delivery arrived at Lisa's apartment. The postmark: Brescia, Italy. On opening the package, she found an elegantly produced brochure showing the specification of the Beretta DT-11 shotgun. Also in the package was an open first-class air ticket to Italy and the information about accommodation on the banks of Lake Garda, a few kilometres away from Brescia. An envelope with the Beretta company logo was addressed to Miss Lisa Reynard, and inside a handwritten note which said, "Dear Miss Reynard, one of our finest guns has been purchased for you, and at your convenience is awaiting your arrival, at which time we will be delighted to fit the gun to your personal specification. Mr. Castle wishes to be advised when you intend to travel, as he and his lady wife would be delighted to join you in Italy. We look forward to seeing you in the not-too-distant future. Yours sincerely, Giovanni Marcello Fabrizi, Director, The Beretta Armaments Company, Brescia."